In the new Los Angeles Theater Company in downtown's Old Bank District, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa told an audience of about 200 Latino business and political leaders that these are tough economic times.
Last year, foreclosures were up four times what they were the year before. The unemployment rate was at 8% in October, 12% in February.
Villaraigosa said Los Angeles has long been an economy dominated by small business.
And disproportionately, that small business community looks like all of you. Latino-owned small businesses are the fastest growing.
Villaraigosa said that's why the Latino small business community needs a strong advocate. Jorge Corralejo is the chairman and CEO of the new Latino Business Chamber of Greater Los Angeles. He says he hopes it will help the Latino business community connect with two specific groups.
But we felt that we needed to develop an organization that could be better at play with corporate America, better at play with government on issues regarding economic development, business development in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Latino Business Chamber hopes to help teach small business owners how to better access the loan market and use technology to better market themselves. CEO of U.S. Bancorp, Richard Davis, told the audience he was on hand to represent the strong relationship banks would play in helping Latino small businesses obtain more credit and cheaper credit. Davis rallied the crowd, saying today is a moment that will be remembered.
Earlier today, in London, England, the G20 finished its meeting. That's so yesterday's news. Today, in Los Angeles, California, the greatest city in the world, we launched the Latino Business Chamber of Commerce. It's indeed a pleasure to be a part of it. Let's give it our best and let's celebrate its success. Thank you very much.
Davis told the audience the Latino small business community is an important part of the California economy and therefore the U.S. economy. Richie Duchon, Annenberg Radio News.